Oldies 96.7 News presents the Kawartha TV and Stereo Women of Influence.
I'm Graham Elliott of Oldies 96.7. We're highlighting our top women of influence in the Peterborough area. And right now, I want to tell you about Monica Carmichael. Not only is she the principal dealer at Trent Valley Honda here in Peterborough, but also a longtime proud sponsor of Peterborough Music Fest and the YWCA Walk a Mile in Her Shoes event.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be on the airwaves with you.
Yeah, certainly. And of course, you've been nominated and put together as one of our women of interest here in the city of Peterborough for many, many different ways. And I mean, we can go all the way back to you getting involved with Trent Valley Honda and being a principal dealer at Trent Valley Honda as well. And of course, taking over that business from your father. So tell me about that venture. Is this something that you had always dreamed of doing?
It's funny, you know, when you grow up in the car business, I mean, I was here from a very young age doing all sorts of things and having an opportunity to kind of have it grow inside of you. When I went away to business school, you know, my thought would be that I would maybe work in the car industry, but more of a corporate level. And as fate would have it, and family and personal, opportunities, in some ways a little bit of crisis and tragedy in the family, brought me back to Peterborough, and I've never looked back. It's been a huge learning curve, and I had the opportunity as a young woman to be a part of a crazy male-dominated business, but I got the fire and I got the passion very early. And I've had nothing but fun through a lot of challenges, but, really enjoy the work I do every day. When I get up, I still have that passion and the fire, and that's why I'm still doing what I'm doing.
What does it mean, and what does that teach other women, maybe young women that are going through high school, maybe post-secondary education right now, about being one of the few women that are Honda dealership owners?
You know what? I really feel that anything is possible. I feel that there doesn't have to be a glass ceiling for young women. I know that sometimes we have to work harder and we have to work smarter. But I really feel with passion, desire, and certainly support and goals that guide you, that anything is possible. I really want that message to get out there, and that's certainly a part of what I love doing now, is mentoring young women, meeting young women in our community, which we have, we're full of amazing, talented, brilliant women, and giving them really the confidence, which, you know, it took me a long time to develop that, but giving them the confidence to know that anything is possible as a woman in this community.
You certainly are a woman of influence here in Peterborough in many, many different ways. And of course, as you just mentioned, of course, taking a lot of these young women under your wing as well, and helping to guide them through what may seem like a very challenging set of rapids to go through. When you talk to some of these young ladies, and even sometimes even reflect on your own personal life and where you are today and how you got there, what were some of the challenges you faced? What were some of the things you had to keep reminding yourself in order to get to where you are today?
I think basically just, you know, approach things as any human would. I really didn't make gender an issue from a very young age. I listened. I actively listened. I learned. I have never stopped learning to this day. So I think the positivity, the outlook, and just the resilience, the grit, the ability, you know, to accept failure, that's a big one for me. We have to go through failures. We don't always feel great. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, and me in this stage in my career, as I am recognized and being acknowledged, I have my days of doubt. I need the people around me. I have to brainstorm and surround myself with positive people. And that's how we get through. And that's certainly a message I would share with anyone that I was mentoring or just having a conversation with.
Monica Carmichael from Trent Valley Honda is one of our women of influence. And, of course, your influence spreads across the community. And, of course, we talked to a lot of people about Peterborough, how unique Peterborough is. You were here. You left. You came back. But you've also made this community your home in many, many different ways, including sponsoring a music fest. I understand, of course, you've been synonymous over the last several years with Walk a Mile in Her Shoes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, what a great, community. There I was in Dragon Boat last Thursday, warming up, trying to get ready for the races. You know, we really had to kind of take a moment and say, you know, we worked till 4 o'clock, and at 4:15 we were on this beautiful lake in the center of our city, you know, getting worked up for a great cause, right? Where else could you do that? I mean, we are so privileged. The spirit in this community, the causes like the Music Fest, I mean, 30 years we've been doing that gig, but to see how it has grown and the amount of people and the amount of economy that it brings into our city, I mean, you can't help but want to be involved in these things because they're inspiring, they keep growing, and there's an amazing group of people that come together to make it happen every year.
Let's focus on Walk a Mile in Her Shoes, of course. As I mentioned, you've been one of the main sponsors of this event for many, many years, and of course, one of the many faces, of course, attached to this event. What drew you to want to be involved with the YWCA in the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes campaign?
You know what? That's a great story. I feel like they didn't have a title sponsor. They were trying to look for ways to really grow and kind of refresh in that event. And I came to meet through the WBN network, the Women's Business Network, which is another amazing, spirited, powerful group of women in this town. The folks from the YW, and they came to me, and for me as a woman in a community, to support women in crisis, and really spearhead the fight against domestic violence, which is such an important cause in this town and everywhere in the world. With the Me Too movement and everything that was happening, it just was a natural, logical cause to be involved with. And then, you know, the ability to actually be in the center of it and help brainstorm and help grow that event and watch it grow and invite the men to walk. I was all part of that time, and you get so inspired. I mean, just watching things and being part of the growth, and watching the cause grow and that amount of money being raised, through a fun event. I mean, for me, it's a team building opportunity for my team. I had 16, 18 people walking with me this year. Every year I have more and more. My staff love it. They come together. The guys put on the shoes. We have some fun. We have some laughs. But we're doing it all for our community. And for a cause that we have great meaning for.
The word community you just mentioned there. So you have yourself, you have people like Dave Morello, you have Drew Merritt, and you have many, many other entrepreneurs, business owners in our community that always find ways and reasons to give back. And again, you've been through many, many other communities through your job, through your business. Is this one of the unique things, again, about Peterborough is being a business owner, but also at the same time being able to give back like this?
Absolutely. I mean, and to be involved, like in the center of it, for me, it's just not about the donation and the ability to give some funds. It's actually to be part of those events and kind of part of the creation and the growth. And as I said, the brainstorming and bringing those amazing entrepreneurs together and then seeing what's possible. That for me, like potential is my driver in life. I just want to unleash and whether I see it in people or an event or a community spirit or an idea, that is what drives me. And these type of community events with the spirit that we have in this town, it's endless. Like the possibilities and the potential is there. And for me, that is, it's amazing. And it's very unique. You're right. This community is unique. The personal touch, the ability to have relationships across different businesses and come together under these spirited events, I haven't seen in any other community like I have here. And that is a privilege, and I feel very honored to be part of it. And that just inspires me to do as much as I can.
And of course, all your acknowledgments have been noticed, of course, as well, because you were recently named Businesswoman of the Year through the WBN, the Women Business Network. Tell me about getting that award.
Yeah, it was a shock. It was an honor. It was, it was such a memorable moment for me. I mean, you know, it's been almost 30 years, as the newspaper wrote, 3 decades she's been doing this. I mean, and that kind of hits home as we age. And have put our passion and our life and our lifestyle and built it around kind of a business and a community. It was very touching. It was very rewarding, but it was also very motivating for me. So one, to be surrounded by such an amazing group of powerful ladies, and to be acknowledged by your peers is one thing. But it really motivates you to want to do more and you know, continue to kind of build on the reputation and some of the things and the events that you've been attached to. I just want to keep going and do more.
Monica Carmichael from Trent Valley Honda, thank you for being a woman of influence in our city of Peterborough.
Well, my pleasure, and thanks for having me.